Chapter 1. Sophie Henderson looked out at the sea of impassive faces and swallowed. No matter how often she'd told herself that it would be fine, that coming back to her old school to talk about her job would be a breeze, it really, really wasn't.
"There's a reason I never wanted to go into teaching,"
she thought as Mr. Jones, the head of Year 12, droned on with his introduction. Churchill School's main hall had changed little in the 10 or so years since she'd left, and Sophie was uncomfortably aware of feeling simultaneously like a student again, but also realising how much time had passed since she'd been the one sitting down there, and Matthew Carter, managing director of Carter's Cider, had come in to give this same talk. Seeing those distinctly bored-looking but admirably fresh-faced students sitting on the plastic chairs, staring back at her, did little to banish her nerves. Had she looked the same when Matthew had come in on Careers Day? She hoped not.
"And so, I'm sure that Sophie will be more than able to not just dispel the myths about her job as a cider maker, but also explain the very good reasons why a job at Carter's Cider might just be for you."
As Mr. Jones finished his introduction, he glanced over at Sophie, who stood up a little too hurriedly from her chair, causing it to totter precariously on its back two legs before it righted itself with a thud on the wooden boards of the stage. Trying to ignore the trembling in her knees, she looked out at her captive audience, a fixed grin on her face. "Good morning, everyone," she said, her voice echoing slightly back at her from the walls of the main hall. "It's great to be here." As she drew breath, she was sure she didn't imagine the whispered, "You're right," from somewhere in the front row.
"I hope I can answer your questions today about what it's like to work for Carter's Cider, and that some of you might consider applying for the apprenticeships, which for you will begin after your exams finish next summer."
"Only forget to drink the cider,"
a voice came from the audience and was greeted with raucous laughter.